o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch begins now. We'll have Tausch's Bob Power Rankings coming up. We'll also have a little bit of news out of Badgers football camp as they get ready for their opener.
I don't understand this. Feels like everybody's got 7 years. I just don't get this. And I don't get why we are... Is the NCAA still have governing sanctioning power? Like, I just don't get all of this. Like, Michigan does what they do. Nobody says, oh, yeah, here's 20, give 20 million bucks, blah, blah, blah. But national championship, that banner's still good. Like, what are we doing?
We'll get to our... let's get to our negatives and our concerns from the Packers training camp next. And instead, let's get to this.
I blame the printer just for this.
Let's get to this now.
Our printer.
What's the news with Nazir Forkereen?
So he has been running. He's been practicing. He would have been starting. And he's been going through this lawsuit. And in essence, judge says he can't, and there's a stay, and then there's a we kind of assume that there'd be a little bit of a stay, and then there's a case that's coming up, and you kind of figure it out. And I understand that in a normal scenario, there's rules that have to be played, and there's rules if you're cheating, if you're not. This is an eligibility thing from, I think, a D2 or, eligibility from back when he was there and how much years he has left. And in essence, with COVID and everything else, guys are playing 5, 6. Some guys are with medical 7, 8 years, 6, 7 years old. You know, that's just where we're at. And you only get so many opportunities to go play. You got a game Thursday night, put in the effort, and unfortunately, it looks as if he's not going to be eligible to play. That was just, I think, probably an hour ago put out. For the opener. There's still hope. I'm not saying it's done, but I don't understand where we're at in a collegiate football landscape. Who's making these decisions now?
So I know you think that the NCAA is a complete Travis Shamokery and a hack organization, and I don't disagree
with you.
I
just don't know why they are yielding power.
I know your role, and I don't want to put you in that position, so okay. I'm saying that.
Well, I appreciate you saying
you're welcome. But they do still have power. Like, whether you think they should or shouldn't, these are for the coup from the Big Ten and the SEC and big football, watch out for big football, that has not occurred yet. As much as we might want that to be the case, it has not occurred. And so the NCAA still does hold power. And they ruled on this, and it went against our guy.
It did.
So while that is irritating, it's not necessarily surprising either, is it?
No, I'm surprised.
Okay.
I think he won a case, and then he was good, and then he won. And then you're messing, he's trying to become a pro football player. And I don't know if there's miscommunication as far as how everything went and deciding to come back. I don't know all that. I can't sit here and tell you. And I don't know the NCAA's policy on it. I hate seeing this happen when it seems as if all of these rules are formulated for a day and era of college football that is no longer here. This is no longer the college football that we had all of these past rulings in. It's a different world.
Uh-huh.
And that's the part that's frustrating, I think, for a lot of us.
So where does this, for those that come here for our Badgers coverage, where does this leave them at corner
heading
into the opener?
There's going to be some younger players. We'll see. You know what? Every season now is completely it's just the difference. It's a lot. There's a lot more moving pieces. And when you can have some stability and guys that especially early in a season, you feel a little bit better. So there'll be some younger players that are going to get thrown into the mix, and we'll see. We'll kind of see. It's definitely going to be a little bit of a blow, but I think with some freshmen and some of these other players coming in, we're going to be all right. But obviously, a veteran player that has played a lot of good football for the Wisconsin Badgers does not look like he will be eligible to play come Thursday night.
In the opener.
In the opener.
That is Thursday night, the lid lifter for the Badgers. Miami of Ohio. Yes?
Yeah. Yeah. Just sure. Do I have to validate your...
Yes, you do, because you're the voice of the Badgers.
No, I'm not the voice of the Badgers.
The color analyst voice of the Badgers.
Is he going to come on with us Thursday?
No, I know for sure the Badgers outsider has been clamoring to get back on. So my guess is, I mean, is that too much Badger talent in one...
I love the Badgers outsider.
No, I'm saying with Matt. I am not Jesse. You don't book anybody. This could be, you can book Matt if you want Matt, and you can book him. That would be fantastic. We love having Matt on.
I wanted to book the Badgers color analyst for Thursday.
I don't want him. He sucks.
He's pretty good when he joins.
That is definitely in play. Yes, we can. We'll check the schedule and we'll see if we can't find him.
Okay, good.
That's something. Maybe he'll Harbaugh it, whatever that means. Jesse was at the Brewers game yesterday, and if you tuned in late, you didn't find out much about his Coors Light that he proudly held, supporting our great partners at Coors.
And I don't care what you're doing. If you're down at AmFam Field, if you're up in Green Bay, wherever you might be, you know what? Coors Light is it for you. Whether you're tailgating pregame, enjoying your experience during the game, or getting heckled on social media, Coors Light still is yours. Crack open at Rocky Mountain Cold Coors Light. Brewed with the 3-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered, and cold packaged, because it is made to chill. When you want to chill, Coors Light will be in my hand as well. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
More Wilde and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio. It's a beautiful day. Sky falls, you feel like it's a beautiful day.
To let it get away, on the road. All right, we need to get to Woe Nelly because Jesse has not been discussed nearly enough on the program. But before that, as much as I love the shiny, happy people that we are when we're talking about how good we feel about certain things coming out of camp, what concerns you? Was there anything that discouraged you as the Packers wrapped up with a 20-7 victory Saturday over the backups from the Seattle Seahawks? They didn't play anybody. No Jackson Smith and Jigba. No Sam Darnold. None of their studs.
I saw MVS out there a bunch.
Yeah, he's on the bubble. He's a bubble boy for them.
He's a bubble guy.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple of things that were, I think, discouraged is probably stronger than I want to say, but I think concerning. Obviously, Jordan Love not being able to do stuff for the last week, and who knows what's going to happen here. With that wide receiving crew being as dinged up as it is, and expecting high levels of execution in the passing game, I think might be a little bit much of an ask. Mm-hmm. So that is one of the things. But the interior part and the depth of the interior of the O-line, and I think now with this, again, I don't know this for certain, but it certainly feels as if Jordan Morgan's going to be a guard for this season, at least if everybody's healthy. But the injuries and the lack of continuity in the five guys up front, I think, is a concern that I didn't think we would have at this point, and we do. So who is going to be that backup center if something happens to Elton? Is it going to be Sean Ryan? It certainly feels that way. And is there a move that is yet to be made in that regard? Those would be the two things that are probably the most concerning as the final cuts come down tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, I'm as much as I appreciated Jay Bird, or Bird, I guess now, I'm Jay Bird, Jaden Reed and Dontavian Wicks giving me a hard time that I worry too much. Jordan Love, they're hoping, will now be able to start doing more normal things now that he is at least he was supposed to on Saturday. Almost got taken out by Kamal Haddon on the sideline, which was really something. But he should be able to do more and more. They've now got 13 days until the opener. But I'm sorry, I still have my questions. And maybe it'll be like the 2011 opener when they lit up the scoreboard against the Saints and Aaron Rodgers was cracking jokes about how, well, we could have scored 60 if we'd have had some lockout workouts together, right, when he was being criticized for that, not having them, and Drew Brees was organizing them. But I'm very curious to see what their offense looks like with all the guys who missed all this time. Am I being unreasonable by having that in the back of my mind?
No, it's literally what I just said. So I don't think if you're being unreasonable, I'm being unreasonable, and I don't think I'm
and
being
very,
unreasonable.
Very rarely are you unreasonable.
I usually try not to be. There's times I maybe let personal feelings maybe make things unreasonable. Maybe.
Like Bob Costas?
No, I just don't. I've said 100 times, Bob Costas has a legendary career. I just didn't think he was great yesterday. I didn't think he was great calling baseball in the playoffs the last couple seasons. I don't think that's a shot. That's just the reality of where we're at. In this case, though, you would want everyone humming. You want everybody healthy. The good news is it doesn't feel as if there's any major injury concerns that you're like, well, I don't know if this cat's going to get back. Like, that, to me, is one of the things that you could look at and say, well, at least that part of it's positive. I do think the bank situation is something to watch. I wouldn't be overly concerned as we sit here today, but when everybody gets back and there's practice this week, and this is going to be more of a light game plan, work your fundamentals, do your team photo, if Aaron Banks doesn't do anything this week, all of a sudden then I'm really worried and really concerned about what is next Monday going to look like when you're starting your prep work and really getting moving for the Detroit Lions, because that's when the rubber's hitting the road. And you need to have your guys that are going to be ready to go. So the injury bug is always the thing that you're a little nervous about. But I think from this perspective offensively, it's going to be a tough ask for the passing game to look really synced up with all the time that guys have missed that are critical to what they're doing.
Jesse, what worries you, if anything?
I got to admit, I'm not really worried about anything.
Other than the difficult schedule.
I don't think there's any, like, we felt good about the defense and the way that they played last year. So while the defense didn't look spectacular in the preseason, I'm not concerned about that because Jeff Hafley proved last year that he put a good squad together. And until we see it in the regular season get challenged, I'm not going to say I'm overly concerned about that. It's kind of a cop-out, but, like, general health is something that concerns me. Like, receivers staying healthy, Jordan Love's health. But overall, no, there's not one particular thing that I'm, like, alarms are going off. Like, this is something that terrifies me for the upcoming Packers season. Until we see it in the regular season, the three preseason games just kind of are what they were for some of the fringe guys trying to make the team. Maybe I'm overconfident in saying that, but that's how I feel after watching the three games.
Yeah, I think they held a lot back defensively. If you're nervous about the defense, I would say the only thing that you should be nervous about is the corner depth. And as much as I love Bo Melton, I don't think you want him trying to cover Jay Jettis at some point this season, or Jamar Chase, who's also on the schedule. You have to hope that your depth holds out. And Is Xavier McKinney going to be ready for the opener?
Yes.
He is. Is Nate Hobbs?
Probably not.
Yeah, I don't think so either. So those are things that you can certainly worry about.
Jaden Reed.
On that side of the ball. Yeah, again, Jaden Reed insists that his foot, while irritated, if the games were counting, he'd be able to play through it.
Wixie.
He's been running the last week and a half.
He was running?
Harbaugh?
Forrest Gump?
That one I knew.
Well, Christian Watson, by the way, Christian
was good.
Christian Watson's been running a lot, too.
True.
Felt like running.
I know what love is, Jenny.
Jenny.
And love is what Tausch feels for UW Credit Union.
I do. Jenny, kind of a... I'm not sure we should be big fans.
Not, well, what, come on.
She's the mother of his child.
There's a lot going on there. There's a lot going on there.
R.I.P. Jenny, right?
Yeah, but I mean, from Forrest's standpoint.
Yes, feels but he loved her.
Felt like a little one-sided there the whole way.
But it's one of the beautiful things about the movie is that he continued to love her, even though she did her different things, and then in the end they were found each other again.
Yeah, problematic things.
I don't know, Jim, but I do know about UW Credit Union. And you know what? Jenny went through a lot of stages in her life. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here forever. You proudly serving Wisconsin for over 90 years. Help you reach your financial goals. And people ask me, why did you join UW Credit Union, old T? Well, love my banking. I want to keep it local. Member first service. Yep. Great perks like early payday. Yeah. And you know what? Bucky. How do you not say no to that pretty face and that nose hitting you in the head, concussing you? If you love Wisconsin like I do, you can't pay with anything else. Fan will make you do crazy things. This just makes sense. Become a UW Credit Union member today and get your Bucky card like I did. Federally insured by NCUA. Terms and conditions apply. I'm nervous. I'm heading over to the stadium after all these new students. My niece is going to be going to school down here. She's excited. Would you change right now? And I asked her this morning before I went and dropped her off. Would you change places? We're now borderline 50 years old. College for me was fantastic. The first 3 months weren't. It was a bear.
Really?
No. God, no. I had a really tough first couple months. Like, it was tough. Would you, that excitement and that vigor and the changing and the freedom and all that stuff, but would you swap back right now knowing your life, you'd still end up with Paul, you'd still up with your girls. Would you go back to school or would you stay where you're at?
I would say this. My high school, you know, one of my best friends for life was my best friend from high school. But I loved my college time much more than I loved my high school time. I think I would.
You'd give it up and go back.
If you're telling me I still end up where I am right now today,
you know,
I don't understand the question.
I think you can't, but I know he wouldn't even answer it if I didn't give that precursor.
Oh, sure.
He wouldn't even answer it.
Thanks.
But the thing was, like, there's this, you're established, and you don't know if things are going to work out that way. You're just a wide-eyed kid going in, and you're going to be scared, and you're concerned. You're excited, but you're anxious. And it's the best time of your life. You know it's coming. It's a tough path to get there for some. Do you want to go through that? And then will you stick with it? There's all kinds of different variables that come into play, but I don't know if there's anything. It's just a heartbreaking deal from a parent standpoint. Kids are nervous, but then you get that taste of freedom, and that's a different animal too. It ain't an easy question. I'll say that.
Yeah, I have a few friends whose kids are starting college this fall, and it's emotional, I'll tell you that.
You're going to be one of the oldest cats. When you drop your kids off, you're going to be one old cat.
Thanks.
You know what I mean? No, it's just an observation. It's not, I'm not like being whatever on it.
As I learned from two of Maddie's friends last week, they were stunned when they found out how old I was.
You do look younger. You
look
younger than being
55. Younger than I actually am.
Are you 55? Yeah.
I'm such a jerk.
No, I'm...
Whoa, Nelly.
Whoa, Nelly!
It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
For Woe Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Woe Nelly
on Wildy and Tausch.
And without further ado,
Power Rankings Monday. Ranking the top five Bobs of all time.
This is not easy.
Who's going first, you, me, or Jason?
I will let Jason go first here. I think mine is so strong that I can go last and still feel really good about where I'm at.
Jason, do you have a list of the top five Bobs?
No.
All right, I'll do my list.
He is as predictable as pudding.
Honorable mention.
We played one of those games last night, the uncensored questions or loaded questions
loaded
where you write
questions,
down things.
Yeah.
And if you had to be dumped in a tub of some type of liquid, because you said, I just said pudding. What, my brother mentioned he wanted to be dipped in chocolate pudding. Like he'd be a chocolate pudding guy. I said grassland butter.
Yeah,
and of course, you know, and they gave me a bunch of grief about that. Jason, what would you, if you had to dump yourself in a vat of some type of drink or liquid or food, what would you do?
Mint chocolate chip ice cream.
Interesting. Ice cream is probably a pretty good choice.
Well, does that
Jesse?
Count as liquid?
Yeah, I mean, ice cream liquefies, yeah.
But it's not liquid entirely. Like,
what would Bob Barker do?
Don't
spoil the list.
Well, Jesse, what would you do? What would you jump into a vat of?
Coors Light.
Atta, babe.
Number five, Bob Saget.
Oh, good one.
Bob Saget.
That's a good one. I didn't even have him on my list.
Number four.
R.I.P., right? Bob is.
Yes. Bob is no longer
passed.
With us.
Yep.
Yes. Number four, great American journalist Bob Woodruff.
Woodward. He alive?
Woodward.
Or Woodward. Who's Woodruff?
Who did you? That's Woody.
Brandon Woodruff. Brandon. Yeah, sorry. Bob Woodward.
Just wait. Is he still alive
great
or is he?
Great American journalist. Woodruff.
Is he alive?
He is, yeah.
Bob is kind of a name.
Bob Woodward, Woodward and Bernstein.
Bernstein.
Is Bernstein still with us?
Bernstein.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Just got his name right.
Is it weird that Bernsey and Woody both pitching for the Brewers at some point
yeah.
and the journalist that brought Nixon down? Interesting.
And then they choked.
Who? What? Bernsey and Woody?
Yeah. Never got out of the DS. Hey,
what are you talking about? They choked. They finished
they
the job.
Got
they got
the
a
DS.
President out of office.
Yeah, but are Bernsey and Woody?
Oh. Okay.
Number three, Bob Cratchit.
Oh, is that another good one? Oh. Yeah, I should have went first.
By the way, Carl and Bob both with us still.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Happy
right.
to report.
That's nice to hear.
Tiny Tim's dad, Bob Cratchit.
That's a
number
good one,
three.
Yes, yes.
Spirit
really
of Christmas.
Good. Yep.
He's not a real person, though.
He's a Bob.
Hey, you didn't put a list together.
Yeah.
View's pretty good from the cheap seats, isn't it, Bobby?
AJ.
You started listening to the show 3 years ago or what?
Well, that guy don't even exist. Well, take him off the list.
Number two, Bob Barker.
That's a good one. R.I.P. to Bobby.
Although his legacy is diminishing because Drew Carey is such a good host of The Price is Right, and he gets severely underrated.
That's complete slander.
You're right. Number one, Uke.
Yep.
Bob Uecker's number one on my Bob list.
Yeah, I think that's going to be on every, if Jason ever would get around to doing a list. And you know, the funny part is, I actually said this last night on our text. A lot of times I would throw this at Jason and I can understand, but then he actually would do it. Because I sent it, he decided not to because he's a stubborn old mule. Like Bob.
Apparently very old and wait till my kids go to college.
I wish Bob was the mule in that Kicking Mule movie because he would make the list.
That would be on your
list. All right, I'm not going to shock you with Bob Uecker is at the top of my list as well. He's number one. This is where things get tough. At five, captain of the...
This is where things get tough. The rest of the list.
Yes, it is. I don't want to double dip on anyone. Bob Saget. I love Bob Saget in Full House. He's a raunchy comic too,
yeah.
Bob Saget.
Yeah.
And he was a part of Entourage for a while, if my memory serves me. Was he not in Entourage?
I never watched Entourage, but
you
I
never watched Entourage?
I don't remember people saying Bob Saget
All
was
right.
in Entourage.
At five, Bobby Adamoff, the old linebacker for the Scotty Badgers, captain on the Rose Bowl team. Bob Adamoff at five on my list. Bobby Boucher.
Oh,
love the movie
one.
Bobby Boucher. What a player. Their offense couldn't function. And Bob Boucher still found a way to pull his team to win that Swamp Bowl championship.
That's a high-quality
Pretty
H2O.
Impressive.
Yeah.
All right. Bobby Bonilla, known for the contract that he ended up doing with both a star with the Pirates. I love that Pirates team. Sid Bream, Oh, the whole thing. That was a fun squad. Doug Drabeck. Ah, the Pirates. Yeah, big fan of Bobby Bonilla.
You turned yours all into Bobbies who played sports.
Maybe. But this one is going to be the one that I think. I've only got one left, right?
Yeah.
So it's tough because obviously I love Bob Marley. Big fan of his music.
Obviously.
Bob Newhart. Liked Bob Newhart. One of the all-time great finales in television history. Bob Newhart. This is the guy that I wanted to put on, but Bobby Adamoff pulled ahead of him. Bobby Vita. The old carpenter dude, Bob Vita.
These are all your honorable mentions.
Bob Vila. Bob Vila should have made my list. I'm irritated I didn't. But Bob Vila is somebody I think everybody pretty well renowned. But a heavy set fella in one of the movies that I loved, and this is going to be a little controversial at my two slot. The big guard that had the concussion, Billy Bob from Varsity Blues. Billy Bob is going to be my he is second on my Bob list. Big Billy Bob, you know, puking and rallying and out there competing. He loved the game of football. Billy Bob is number two on my Bob list. And then Bob Uecker, of course, in honor of Bob. He is going to be number one, I think, on most of our lists.
Billy Bob. Bobby Bonilla ahead of Bobby Boucher?
It was tough. I disrespect. I love those Pirates. Bobby Bonds was close. Barry's dad, but I didn't know enough about him, so I couldn't put him on my list.
Okay.
Buddy Bob, we call him Bobby Yelp because he's a big Yelp guy. Big Yelp guy. He was he always lies and says he listens to the show, so we'll see if he actually does. Bobby the Yelp guy. Honorable mention as well.
A few Bobs who did not make those lists that may have made
Bob
other
Dylan.
Lists.
Bob Dylan.
Dylan.
He was an honorable mention for me.
Yeah.
Badger Bob Johnson, the legendary Badgers
coach.
That's
a good one.
Yep.
Could have been on Jason's list if he made one.
He would have gotten around to writing a list up.
Former Bucks center Bob Lanier.
Oh, yeah.
Not bad.
Okay, that's pretty good. Yeah. Bobby Alomar Jr.
The first person that I thought of when Tausch sent this edict to do the list.
You thought so much about it, you'd even bother
ignore
it.
No, I thought about it. I wrote 5 stories last night. Cut me some slack. I'm not asking for tears. I'm just telling you why. No, think about it.
You're asking for something.
And controversially, I would have put him ahead of Bob Uecker on my list had I made the list.
What?
Is Bob Harlan.
Oh, how did we all miss Bob Harlan?
Oh, God. That's on me. What the hell am I doing?
I got Billy
Bob on ahead of Bob Harlan? I love Bob Harlan. God, what a misstep by me. That's on me.
Bob Harlan. Yeah. Bob Hope, Ian and East Troy chimes in.
Yeah,
with.
Bob Hope was great. I mean, the stuff he did, for the troops and everything else. Mm-hmm. Bob Hope's a legend, but I don't know enough about Bob Hope.
Jesse, did you want to see the remainder of your time so we can take a break and then you could give all the other Bobs? I'm sure we're getting texted right now.
Yeah, of course. Okay. Yeah.
Bobby April, good special teams coach.
Bob Wickman,
nice pitcher for the crew. Yeah.
From Wisconsin, much like
you played
for the Packers.
Was there a Bob Wegman or was that Bill Wegman?
That was Bill Wegman.
Okay.
It was Bobby Wagner.
No, it was Billy Joe Robidoux. I was going to say Bobby Joe Robidoux. But
yeah, that was a fun name, though, Robidoux.
Jim Bob Cooter.
Yeah.
Still calling plays somewhere.
Maybe.
Bob Gruber, one call, that's all. No, of course, it's David Gruber, one call, that's all. 414-276-6666, 414-276-6666. Someday we'll do, well, I won't because I won't do it out of protest, but someday we'll do our favorite Davids. David Bakhtiari will be on that list, and so will David Gruber. Gruber Law Offices, go to the website gruber-law.com to find out more. We will check the Carbless Talk and Text Line for your Bobs. But Bob Harlan atop my non-existent list.
There was a boxer Bob, right? There had to be a big
boxer
time.
Bob?
No, wasn't there a great champion Bob, something that I'm forgetting about?
Sugar Bob Leonard?
In the boxing community?
Sugar Bob. We'll wrap things up. I can't continue. We'll wrap things up next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
It would have been helpful if her most famous song was Bobby. That would have helped here. Yes. Jesse, what did you get on the carbless text portion of the carbless talk and text line as far as more Bobs?
Bob Iger, of course, of ESPN prominence. We should mention Bob Iger, one of the names.
Disney CEO, yeah.
Bob Newhart, you guys had mentioned.
Yeah, Tausch had him.
There's one big one that a lot of people are chiming in with. And
Bobby Jones?
No, it's this guy, Bob Ross.
Yeah.
Good job finding that painter.
He painted that beautiful picture of
Jordan Love. Did he do the shopping cart one?
No.
Or the shopping cart out in the middle.
You just saw a shopping cart in a parking lot.
I'll tell you what. I don't know
if
anybody's going to evaluate art and anything else with AI now. I am starting to fall for the AI trick a little bit. And it ain't pretty. Yeah, I know.
Bob Evans.
Bob Evans.
Wait, is that what they make, like mac and cheese and stuff? Right?
They do. It's a restaurant. I've never actually been in one, so I don't know.
Oh, okay. Mm.
Bob,
not as controversial as another restaurant seems to be for changing their logo this week.
Bob De Niro.
Okay.
Matt West Bend, the band The Four Non-Bobs. Which that is not a thing.
It doesn't sound like it would be a thing.
Bob Ross was by far the big one. That was probably the biggest honorable mention.
After Bob Harlan.
No one has texted Bob Harlan.
Well,
but
that's because we said him.
Aren't we
doing the ones we missed?
Yeah, that's true.
Again, Bobby, Bob, Roberts. Were we allowing Roberts or not?
I think we were pretty. Yeah, we were playing it kind of hard and
Bob's,
fast. With those
Bob's
rules.
And Bobby's are fair game. I think Roberts are a separate.
Yeah, I would
category.
Agree with that.
Oh, Josh and Hartland. I ran into Josh and Hartland at the Brewers game again yesterday, too.
You guys drinking Coors Lights in honor of Uke together?
I didn't ask. Josh and Hartland, Bob Kozlowski, who sings America
crushes
from Brewers
it.
Guest Relations.
Absolutely.
Did
the
it
cause.
Again yesterday. Bob Kozlowski.
Well, nobody even said Bob Costas. There are a lot of people who love Bob Costas.
Are there?
Just I'm not one of them.
There definitely are. There were a few that were surprised at the powerful nature of our negativity toward Bobby Costas. But Bobby Bonilla, yeah. I'm still, just because you love the fact that he gets a check from the Mets every year.
That's fun. Yeah, it's a deferred payment, Bobby.
Bob Feller.
Oh, yeah.
Bob Gibson.
Bobby Gibson. There's a boxer, I'm telling you, that we're forgetting about. I don't know who it is. It ain't. I know this.
Must not be that famous.
It ain't Sugar Bob Leonard. I know that.
That's as hard as I laughed at something that Jesse has said in quite a
Jesse
while.
Needed a day like today. Jesse, yeah, you bounced back pretty good. You overcame that shrapnel, and I think
Bob
you're back
Fitzsimmons,
on.
Bob Fitzsimmons? Bob Foster?
No, you're thinking of Ted Simmons.
I'm looking at the greatest boxers of all time, number 29, Bob Fitzsimmons.
Bob Sanders, someone texted him.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Colonel Sanders.
Bobby Tunyon.
Larry Sanders.
Shadur.
Oh, yeah.
Shiloh. See you later, Shiloh. Apparently, he's also a boxer, Bob Sanders. Shiloh. All right. We had a lot of fun with this. We did have a little fun at Jesse's expense as well. After his, again,
was there
way
a Bobby Riggs that played tennis against
pressure
Billie
is a privilege.
Jean King.
Billie Jean King.
But is that Bobby Riggs that played?
Yeah, Bobby Riggs, yeah.
All right.
Bobby Labonte.
Bobby Labonte, what is that from?
NASCAR.
He's a NASCAR driver. Bobby Bonds, father of Barry Bonds.
I think I told you guys. I know we got to go. I think I told you guys. My next up on my list, I'm doing Talladega. That's going to be next on my sports
list. You are not.
Is that a, no, I is am. That, is that
is
what?
That a, is that a state? Is that a national park? Talladega?
Talladega?
Well, you're big on national parks. So you know, going, is Talladega a national park?
What do you want to go to Talladega
for? I don't know.
For?
I just got a hankering to Talladega, this bad boy. I do. Been to Indy, want to get to Talladega. So that's going to be next on my little bucket list deal.
Say hi to Bobby Boucher when you go down there. All right, that's it for us today. Thanks for coming along for the ride. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on the ESPN Wisconsin app.